Recording in progress, indeed.
Yeah, let's start the show with unresolved issues. Down. Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about stuff that happened off camera, on camera, and we're not gonna roll for previously on anymore. If you're watching the show, you should have listened to the last episode.
Thank God.
You know. I'm also
stop making him do more editing.
We're at season 2, episode 49 of this recording. We're about to hit 100 episodes of this show. I think we've hopped our stuff to enough. So no more. Yeah. No more going to our Patreon or our website. It was homebrewdetroitist.com or checking out our other shows like Riders of the Lark.
Fuck it.
We won't be promoting that at all anymore. Really, a dollar a month is all it takes.
You're stuck in a loop. Come out of it, Toker.
Yeah, no, we're recording this is early August. We're at episode 49. We're about to record 49 and 50. We started this in August 2 years ago. So we're at 100 episodes and a 2-year anniversary kind of at the same time.
Neat.
Yay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Whoop,
whoop.
So,
that's why we're partying.
I can't believe it's been that long. I really can't.
If this show was a child, it'd be walking by now.
It felt every minute.
maybe not if it was your kid. Zinger.
Yeah, I really got him.
I didn't walk till I was 4.
You have a flipper baby.
Really? Mm.
Me? No, I don't. Yeah. I don't know how old I was when I started walking. I used those brain cells for drugs in college.
Woo!
My mom said it was 9 months.
That's about the same as me.
Yeah.
I was a mover.
Now I'm a shaker.
I was a climber as a child. I would climb anything and everything. Until I distinctly remember being screamed at by my mother, who was below me, as I was climbing up something, and it kind of spooked me against heights now.
I was just afraid that somebody would, like, I didn't want to be left. So I was like, what are you going somewhere? I'm going to follow you and grip onto your leg. and then,
take me with you.
Strong fear of abandonment there, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was me.
How does that make you feel?
Abandoned.
Distressed. As per usual. Pretty much.
Yeah, I was swimming before I was walking.
Ooh.
I mean, we all were.
He was just swimming in pussy, is what he's trying to say. He was just,
I guess we all were.
Well, by that time, you weren't swimming anymore.
Yeah.
There's you're a difference. Floating. Yeah.
I'm floating a southerner. I consider floating swimming.
You still weren't even doing that.
You were cramped up against the walls and going, it's time to go.
Okay, yes. I gotta go. I was sous-feed.
Sous-feed?
No. Also, no.
No.
Technically, that just shows how much you guys know about female anatomy.
Nothing.
I pee out their butts.
Yep.
Really? Are you asking me that?
They have one hole down there. Anybody, everything.
She wasn't asking. She was declaring a fact that we don't know about female anatomy.
Zoom in on Terrence's face there. That man doesn't know vaginas. Look at that face. Look at that uncertainty.
Is I'm that a Japanese restaurant? Different from uteruses.
No, they're not.
How many fallopian tubes does a woman have?
7.
More than one, because you used plural.
I'm talking about multiple women.
Oh, well.
I mean, that's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, name every woman.
Yeah. Whitney Houston.
There you go.
That's a woman.
Yeah, she's every woman.
Well, that's shocking.
She says that in the song.
Oh.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
So we play a game on this show eventually, sometimes.
It takes us a while to get cranked up occasionally.
Why do people keep moving? I don't like it.
Yes, everyone freeze!
Everyone die!
Like, my screen keeps rearranging, And that's annoying to me.
Oh, I thought you were talking about our little, you know, human actions. That
no,
have
no,
to be
that's
done.
I'll allow it. I'm not super fan of it.
I'll allow your lungs to expand and contract.
But my
so that you may continue to live.
Who's messing with my screen?
It was probably me. My camera gets blurry, so I just turn it off and back on. It causes me to move around. Look, we're not professionals. We're not, I mean, if you've watched all these shows,
we're not even amateurs.
We make mistakes. I say we. I do most of the editing here. I could cut all of that out. I don't. I want you to know we're human.
Yeah, the show is 10 minutes long.
That's a really good excuse for laziness. I appreciate that, Toker.
Look, if you can break down the math, you can see the decline in editing when Elden Ring came out. It's been out for months now. I still play it. I probably put 20 hours a week into that game still. And a lot of that is because when I'm editing these long combat episodes, I used to go through and meticulously cut all the little silences out and move things around and make sure that I can cut this with the screen going. Nah, I just listen to that shit now and I'm play Elden Ring. And I think it's really helped the show.
Mm-hmm.
Don't everybody compliment me at once.
I don't know. I don't watch
fantastic job with editing.
I don't watch the show, but unlike Terrence, I listen to the show like 3 or 4 times. Mm. Like I'll listen to it as soon as you put it up when you're done editing it, and then I try and listen to it every Wednesday when it's released.
Mm. If I was going to give rewards out for us being at almost 200 episodes, it would be like most versed in the story would probably go to Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Because he studies teacher's pet.
Yeah.
Yeah. What an ass kisser. Yeah,
he's a suck up.
I mean, if he's not going to do anything but show up, he might as well know the story. You know, like that's.
that's what he brings to the table. Yeah. Notes.
Gotta keep the old.
I get thumbiest thumbnails.
Well,
I used to listen to this every time that you would put the preview out. I'd listen to it while I was driving, and then I'd listen to it again on Wednesday so that I could get that view in there. Now that my day is taken up by physical labor, and I don't have time to actually listen to anything aside from the sound of chainsaws and skill saws. And
episode 38. I got you.
Saws of all those natures.
Sawzalls.
Awesome.
Well, thanks for watching.
Bye, everybody. Good night.
We'll see you next week for episode 50.
That's all you get.
I'm hoping to animate that one, so stay tuned, I guess. And if it doesn't happen, it's just because life got in the way, and or the episode sucks, and we decided to re-record it, which has only happened like 40 or 50 times.
Have we? I don't think we've ever re-recorded. You just run with whatever trash we get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's because we don't have enough money to like put our lives on hold to make sure that this is as quality a program as we would like it to be. Which is why you should donate to our Patreon.
We're not advertising that anymore. People know. There's links down below.
I know.
www.homebrewtries.com.
You can probably put them in the little like hollows where the windows aren't. If you're doing like the multiple people around.
Yeah, that sounds like work again.
We're not here for work. We're here for fun.
I know. Let's play this game.
Just write it on an index card or something.
I know last time we hit episode 50, there was this big like kind of changeover. We went from Yharnam basically to sea and then into the Fae worlds. And now you guys are back from the end of this season. You guys are back from a book realm that was in a Lich's Wizard's mind.
Lich's Wizard's mind.
That was after we restarted time.
Yeah. There was some time wonkiness. There's still a gourd-headed wizard in the future somewhere, murdering people, probably.
Has it been it's been almost a year since we were in the Wild Hunt?
That sounds like the future's problem.
Yeah, it's been 50. I mean, the end of that episode or that season, or the beginning of it, was, wasn't that when the boat exploded?
Yeah, yeah. So. We went to the Fey world
by itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all had write-ups of what our characters saw and did when the boat exploded.
Mm-hmm.
And this anniversary, Mark, will have none of that.
No. That was a lot. That was a lot of work. I like that episode. I like the end of season one and the first part of season two. And I do feel like we got a lot more the first 50. Like I've traveled a lot more. But we're at the point now where you're all, how level these combats can take. You know, one combat can take the whole night of recording.
And then some. Sometimes.
And then some, yeah.
I like to think of it as milking the story.
I like to think of it as dragging our feet.
Well, if you've seen our postcards, it's telling a story the slowest way possible with dice and procrastination. And we've done the procrastinating part. Yeah. Anybody else have anything good for dinner? I had curry goat. So good. You want to talk about food for a while?
No, I had a pork chop that was like that big. It's pretty good.
Gnocchi and chicken? Mm. Yum.
Chanterelle mushrooms I picked.
Country rib. And French toast.
You're all inside the silent servitude.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Except for Nim. His body's there. He's breathing. The rest of you are awake. Look around. Go ahead.
I'm going to say, prepare his body for embalming.
Okay.
He's dead now.
Dibs breathing. On his wallet.
Too soon.
Still breathing.
The last thing you remember was...
You need to be dead to be mugged.
The last thing you guys remember was him reaching towards the strange orb of power. And then y'all woke up. The once paladin of Caden Kaleen, now the new king of Wolfwood Keep, is in the room with you. Nim. When you grabbed the orb, you feel your consciousness being torn through. And you can sense the lessening of the other presences around you. You know that Dorian, Sonder, Dr. Pox, Ladros, Amon, you didn't realize it until they were gone, but you could feel that they were all in this world dream with you. But now that's gone. And a thick, inky blackness replaces their presence. You can't move your arms or legs, and your vision begins to clear. You're strapped to a chair. And before you is the guy whose eyes you've been kind of seeing through this whole time. But now he's standing before you. Ratatamai. With an evil look on his face.
Bastard.
I've been called worse by better. You've invaded this space. Did you learn what you wanted to learn, small sorcerer?
Some of it. So why the ruse, if it is a ruse, of wanting to take this place, of taking Medea to the Fey world? That's what Cromwell was going to do, right?
Well, do what now?
I thought that's what Cromwell was wanting to do, right? To take Medea to the Fey world. which was Rotatamon or whatever. I mean, it's really Rotatamon, right?
Yeah, it's Rotatamon. You don't know that Cromwell wanted to take the Cromwell himself wanted to take it back to the Fae world, but the Fae were jealous of the planet being taken from the Fae realm. His motives have been a little bit more unknown, if I'm not mistaken. Okay.
So, I mean, are you a Fae? Is Rotatamon a Fae?
No. Mortal, mostly.
So, you were born here?
One of Madeir's first children. Well, the corpse of Madeir. I don't want you to get the mistake that I'm dragon. As you're talking to him, he's slowly walking around you. Give me a perception check.
That's pretty good. Let's see. That gives me a 38.
The room itself is kind of mundane. It's the chair, there's a table, there's a bookshelf over to the side. There are windows, but you can't really make out anything outside of them. But you can see in one of the far corners of the roof a familiar face, a presence you can kind of feel now that you're thinking about it, and it's Ficey. He doesn't seem to have noticed Ficey.
So so why keep, or is Cromwell alive? I saw that you locked him away.
I feel a cold hand rest on your shoulder. It takes a lot to kill a Fae as powerful as that Cromwell was, but not as much to deceive one of lesser intelligence. It feels good to talk to someone about this. Someone curious. Someone who has seen a lot for such a young mortal soul. And before you could see these strands come out of your chest, kind of effervescent, not tangible lines. And one of them is these two lines that are going back and forth in perfect order and harmony. And you can instinctively tell those are the ones that are tied to the Oned, is that how you enunciate the gods you worship?
Yeah.
And then another one that's kind of got a red hue to it, and that's the chains, the same shackles from the devil demon lords that you're also kind of intertwined with.
Can I tell? I mean, is there an aura coming off of them, or is it? Rotatamon attacked me. Is he manipulating those in some way?
No, but he has, you do realize he's using the power to show them to you.
Okay. So, even with us out of the way, you're still going to have to do something about Lamansa, or this whole world is going to be destroyed when she wakes up Madeir, right?
And she thinks she'll wake up, my dear. But without her other half, she'll never have the power to do it.
Don't you think she's thought of that?
I'm not sure what that half of that crazy god has thought of. But probably nothing coherent.
And what do you plan to do when the soul crystals run out? That does seem to be what's fueling your growth, I guess.
Our creation of the soul crystals was a nice learning experience for me. I don't get many new learning experiences. There's enough creatures on this world to continue to make more.
Can you make more of the crystals? I mean, because they shatter when you use them, right?
They do. And those little pockets of Nirvana she's created with magical purpose. You could use these. You could benefit from them. You feel his hand tighten on you a little bit. The fingers elongate just a little to go into your shoulder. You can feel a sharp pain there. The rest of you, back in the room are still kind of coming out of the sleep, and you look over at Nim, realizing he's the one not to wake up, and he starts to breathe a little heavier. And under his, I'm not sure what kind of clothes you're wearing, but on his shoulder, you see little specks of blood begin to seep through at his shoulder, on his robes. The king's name,
Varlos.
Varlos. He looks down at the wounds and sadness, and he says, "Great Wolf has given me lots of new strength and power, but it's cut me from Cade and Colleen. You may want to tend to your friend's wounds there while he deals with this battle."
I heal him.
Is there anything we can do to help him from out here, aside from healing his body?
Well, nothing within my current knowledge.
I'll heal him. Y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So I was like,
fuck. We're waiting on the numbers.
No numbers. Just, you'd be the one tending to his wounds.
Yeah, I got lots of healing. And the heal check if you need it.
Okay. Back to Nim.
What can Feisty do in this situation to aid me?
I don't know. How can you communicate with her telepathically?
I can't. Yeah, I mean, I've got an empathic link, and then we share. We have a common language.
You can communicate with her without talking.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't want to speak for Feisty because that's kind of your character, but
yeah. But
we'll say that she. She pushes on you the thought to keep him busy, that maybe she's trying to reach out.
Don't you think it's a risk keeping Cromwell locked away with the dwarves?
Dwarves are too dumb to even know that they've got the god of a Fae Lord trapped down there beneath with them.
I mean, honestly, when we were there before, I mean, it could have just happenstance. We could have destroyed that tomb or that casket and inadvertently, by accident, woke him up. That place was quite a state of disarray when we were there.
It's a pretty high level of confidence you have in yourself to undo what I've made. That's probably how you found yourself in this terrible predicament. You feel a hand grasp your other shoulder. And the same thing, the fingers kind of elongate and go into your shoulder. Have Feisty give me a will save.
Not great. 18.
That's high enough. Sonder, give me a will save. You, we can't hear.
Mind affecting? ?
Yeah.
20.
Okay. The only person in the party that Feisty had kind of connected to besides Nim or Cullen was Saunders. So I believe if Aiden was going to reach out to anyone, it would be her. You have a chance now through Feisty to say that maybe she could come back in, maybe her will could help. If you wanted to enlist her help through Feisty speaking to her mind.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think that, you know, I don't think that I'm capable of defeating this, even this mental, I guess, projection of him on my own. So if Feisty can contact her and she lets me know that, then I'll, you know, tell her to ask for aid.
Meanwhile, outside the thing, Dorian's putting forth, you know, if he's being tortured, perhaps we should do the only thing we can do. Slowly unsliding my blade.
I was trying to murder people.
He knows too many secrets.
Yeah, you do know too many secrets.
Suffice, he would reach out to Sonder.
Yeah, yeah, I'll have her, you know, tell her to draw Sonder in if she can.
So that will save you. You hear Feisty in your mind, but the Feisty you hear and the one you see aren't the ones that you remember. You still see Feisty in this form as the ferret before she turned into...
Transform, yeah.
Right. So in your mind, the ferret Feisty comes to you and asks for aid. You'd have to sit and meditate, and you might be able to enter this realm, but you do sense that it would be very dangerous.
I do it. Okay. Sit down, meditation, clear my mind, and reach out for Feisty.
Are you mentioning that what you're doing to us?
Nah. Just do it. No, I'll say that I feel a call. I feel a connection. I feel a connection to Feisty reaching out to me. Maybe she is where Nim is. Maybe I can help. And so I do. I go find a fireplace and sit in it.
A weird girl.
So as Sonder sits, flames, mystical flames do come up around her character in a as non-threatening as fire can be, that comes from nowhere. Sonder goes into a trance. You can feel yourself following Feisty towards this kind of utter darkness, and you can feel a bit cautiously and a bit frighteningly the hands of Sarenrae slipping away from you as you race towards this darkness. As you come into the room, you can see Nim, but you don't see Nim just strapped to a chair with Rattatama around him. You see him floating and warps of like violent black energy around him and racing into his shoulders, where Nim sees fingertips. It's just inky necromantic power. You can see Feisty in her fey form hovering off in a small globe of fading blue light. She seems to be holding the darkness back from herself. Give me another will save.
That is way better. Also mind affecting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that is a 29.
Okay. Maybe it was the fear of losing one of her people to Rattatama, but your goddess darted a bit of power in your direction. And the vision that you see clears, and now you can see Nim on a chair, strapped, Rattatama behind him, and Rattatama's eyes come up quickly to meet yours. Ah, an interloper. And his calm kind of voice starts to break and take on a more sinister turn. He reaches out a hand, and a wave of like some kind of power comes towards you, but it doesn't touch you. You've distracted him enough. Nim, give me a will save.
Too bad. It's a 26.
That's enough. You leave this room for just a second, and those visions that you were getting before come back a little stronger. You get his thoughts, and it's all kind of a jumbled rush of information before you're slowly pulled back into the chair. But what you take away from this is, let's see. You see the Rattatama and Cromwell traveling together. You get a sense of adventures they've gone on together, a friendship bound, but of a secret Rattatama was keeping this whole time, that he was using Cromwell to his advantage. You get the sense of Cromwell's actual love and admiration for Lamansa through all this, that he traveled dimensions and came to this weird planet to find her, not out of jealousy from what she had taken from the Fey Worlds, but because he was enamored with the power that she used to do it. You get the sense of Ratatama's secret motives were a search for immortality, to not become a lich, but to have their powers, because he didn't want to be undead. He wanted to be able to keep his flesh and his mind intact while also being able to avoid death and any other afterlife. But then you're sucked back into the room.
I don't see any of that.
You don't. That all goes into Nim's head, but you do see a moment where one of the hands that was in Nim's shoulders comes free, and you can see that he's kind of faded out for a second, then he's back in. After that, I need you to give me a fortitude save, Nim.
Okay. That's good. 17, that gives me a 28.
You feel a sharp, cold pain in your back, and you look down and you can see a blade has gone in through your back and has come out at your stomach. The rage that Sandra can see from her vantage on Ratatama's face is beyond any kind of evil she's seen before. Noob, I need you to give me a caster level check.
You got it. Let's see here. On D20. 7, so 17.
Nim, you take 30 damage. His body begins to shake and convulse, blood splattering from his teeth. You try to cast your curative magics on him, but they just wash over him and have no effect.
Is there anything that I can do?
You're in the dream world now.
Yeah.
So you don't see that happening to his body. You could attempt something, yeah.
I mean,
the knife was in the dream world, right?
Yeah.
That's okay.
I mean, you could attempt to attack Ratatama in some way or do something else.
I would like to attempt to cast protection from evil on the both of us.
Okay. Give me a caster level check.
Come on, baby. 13.
The powers that Sarenrae thinks you're here with seem to be fading. And, you're Sarenrae, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your spell isn't quite able to go off. But you can also see that the rage on Ratatama is fading as he sees Nim begin to die and your powers not go off. He goes back to his more confident villainous self. And he is willing to answer questions like y'all mean nothing to him and he's just having fun talking.
Can I do a... I'm going to talk to him, but I won't fight. Feisty's going to try to kind of sneak over there, maybe even just to a point to touch my foot or something and give me a little bit of healing.
Mm-hmm.
She would want to intervene if she's... I mean, there's basically nobody else there to help. But
you can tell that she, because she hasn't already, that she probably can't get to you.
Okay. Because of all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, she also seems to be reaching out like she did for Sander, but maybe for something else.
Okay. So I will... I'll ask him about that too. I mean, did you also care for Lamansa? Was it petty jealousy that drove you to this path or caused you to do what you did?
No. The ritual required the two to be in love. Her power is all I crave.
What do you plan to do with this world once you've destroyed her once and for all?
With this free hand you see again, he puts it in front. He's still behind you, one hand in the shoulder. His other hand comes up in front of your face, palm open. And in it, you can see the same strands that were coming out of you kind of intertwined there. And he wiggles a finger towards Sander, and you can see a strand come from her. Sandra, you see this as well. Is it seems like it's your bonding to Sarenrae comes over and intermingles. I've learned to tamper with the fates. All those in Yharnam not touched by the gods, I control. Like a spider tickling a web. But if I keep generating her power, I'll also be able to change the fates the gods have designed for you. Give me a will save.
Me too.
Just them right now.
Let's say, is that 18?
Closes his hand quickly. The strands that you see vanish. His hands open back up, and he does a gash across your neck. Those back in the room can see now that a gash come across Cullen's neck, or not Cullen, Nim's neck. Noob.
All right, hold on. Try this again. Much better all this time for 23.
Okay. This time you feel the force of your god behind it, and you are able to cast a spell. What do you cast?
Ooh, we're going to do cure critical wounds.
Okay.
Yes. And I'm also going to spend a blessing, so it's 50% more healing with it, too.
Okay.
Nice. So,
I have a kind of...
What was that, Terrence?
I have kind of an idea, but whenever he's done with his numbers.
All right, it's a good bit of math. Hold on. So that's 33. So you get 48 points back.
So just as he's cutting across your throat, you can't see this then, but Sandra, you can, is that as the wound is opening, it's almost instantly healing right behind it due to Amon's efforts.
So do go I ahead, Dorian. Damage, with your do I get?
You don't.
I get all that back.
Yeah, I mean you're still down to 30. He kept it from doing any more damage to you.
All right. Okay, so he kept it from. I'm still. I didn't. That's why I didn't regain any.
No.
Didn't take any more.
Right.
Gotcha.
You're welcome.
I'll kind of grin. Grin at Ratatamon. Almost tauntingly, I guess, and then. I'm going to try to shift out of my bonds using my supernatural ability to do that.
Dorian, give me what you were trying to do.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to encourage Nim, but I know there's only one thing that I really have seen observed that motivates Nim, period. And it seems to be fear. So I'm basically going to get down on the ground next to him and start whispering in Infernal to him.
Rise, slave. Do you think you can sit here all day? Do you think you are worthy of rest? Speak!
In the darkest speech I can. just trying to penetrate his mind with a stab of something that he will remember and will like just boost his, at least, if nothing else, his will save just to make him want to flee. Because I know he loves fleeing.
That beats my suggestion. I was going to waterboard him with a potion.
I would like to attempt another spell casting.
Okay.
That is better. That's a 28 for my caster level.
Okay.
Check. So, protection from evil communal on... Because I can... If I can reach him to touch him...
Okay.
Can I reach both him and Ficey?
You can reach out to them, yeah. You feel like space is kind of weird here, but they're close enough to be affected by your magics because you overcame the SR so much.
Nice. So all of us, protection from evil communal.
Then Nim, you were going to try to shift?
Yeah, I mean, that's my supernatural ability.
Okay, so that's not going to work. If it was a spell, I would let you roll on it. So you can't feel yourself able to touch the supernatural abilities here for some reason. You have a spell that you could do that would be similar? Or we could say you could do it. I'm just going to treat it like a spell and make you do a caster level spell. Check.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's fine. It's okay. It's a SP. Is that supernatural or
a spell like?
Okay, so it is a spell like.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just need to do an SR check.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. Probably not. So we're level 10. That's a 23.
You're not quite able to overcome the evil that's surrounding you. You feel like you are about to, but just because he has his hand in your shoulder, it doesn't quite go over. And you still keep your kind of confident face, but there's a bit of panic inside. But that panic gives you a quick glimpse at Ficey, and she seems to be smiling about something. Sonder, give me a perception check.
Oh, Sonder's so good at perception. In true Sonder fashion, that is a 14.
Okay.
You don't I have five freckles shit on the back of my hand.
Don't see shit. Damn, give me another will save.
Do I have do I have my staff in my hand still, or is it?
No.
It's so like will protection.
What yeah. I was intending.
Oh, fuck. I'm using a Benny.
Well, wait a minute. Tell me what you got.
I rolled a 1.
Oh. You don't have to use a Benny. What Dorian did will give you a free reroll.
Okay.
I was going to give you a bonus with the speech, but we'll give you the free reroll.
That's better. So I rolled a 19 that time. So that gives me... is this a save? This is a save, right? So we get an extra 2 from the protection from evil, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 34.
Yeah. So you hear the whisperings of this familiar language that you're terrified of coming into your brain. And it helps reinvigorate your mental fortitude.
I would remember that this is by far not the worst thing I've been through. So I'll grin again. With my scraggly, scar-ridden face. And I'll mentally reach out to Feisty and say, what the fuck's up? What are you doing?
This time you get a vision from Ratatouille. The reason the Order was formed. Thing that started this whole game that y'all weren't a part of very long at all. But the Order was formed to keep those that he could not control in check. Because as he's already admitted to you, he has a way to control those mortals of mundane fates. But those of special skill and fortitude were recruited in the Order under the guise of being protectors of the city. But really, they were ones he wanted to keep close. They were the ones that he couldn't just control with his newfound power of basically fate weaving. He had to use more mundane trickery to pick and choose and put y'all in certain places when y'all were in the city of Yharnam.
Also, it sounds like that's a good way to get rid of troublesome people by pitting them against things like floating heads with tentacles that suck their blood.
Mm-hmm. Father Solman was the catalyst. We all remember Father Solman and his daughter that Kevin murdered with out of hesitation. Daughter. Yeah.
Nope. His poor daughter.
Father Solman was a catalyst. that was Desna's desperate attempt to start a chain of reactions. She blinded Ratatouille to his movements as best she could. But who knew that when Father Solman touched the Dark Lady's crystal, she would shatter his mind and escape. But the chaos she has created around the world pleases Ratatouille. The gods are losing focus on him, and he believes he is too powerful now to be a threat. Soon the gods won't be able to threaten him ever as he feeds off the soul crystals. So you get that bit of backstory that he learned after the fact. And I saw the loose ends, right? Story's done. Everybody, no questions? We're good?
What does that mean? Nim would ask him that, you know, that it's interesting that you didn't see that coming with all your newfound power. but you didn't foresee LaMansa getting out. And if one of them can escape, might also the other two, being Cromwell and the lady.
Maybe.
You still fear them, don't you?
Oh, I don't fear much, and neither will you. And you feel more than see his hand go back. You feel a long, sinuous, poison-dripping blade begin to come towards your back, and you feel something stop him. And you look up and you see Ficey, her breathing now, like after she run a marathon, just heavy and labored with a smile on her face. Sandra, you see a shape behind Ratatama, one that you haven't seen in quite some time. One whose name I may have spoiled a little bit earlier, but Cullen is behind Ratatama. And the gods of the Oned are behind him. And you wake up.
What the hell?
I don't know if it's just because I keep my house at 68 degrees, but I just got to chill.
So we both wake up?
You and Sander wake up, Ficey.
Dorian wakes up, immediately dropping Nim's head to the ground.
Thud.
There you go.
Great. I thought
worked like a shot.
Sander, you get a knowing smile from Ficey. There's not many left in the party that would know Cullen.
It's your boy.
I really liked him. No. I mean, he got squished.
Oh, good old what's-his-face. Yes, I remember.
Oh, what's his name?
He's still helping you in the afterlife.
Yeah. I'll tell them what I've learned, and I think... And just impress on them, I think that they're supposed to. I think we need to get to the Dwarven Kingdom as soon as possible.
Smash cut, we're in the Dwarven Kingdom.
No.
So, but, like,
I mean, I will convey, you know, and try to piece together all the images and reiterate what I told them in the, because it was a little chaotic in there anyway, whenever that was going on. And, you know, on a sidebar, I'll talk to Ficey and, you know, I guess learn who that was, because I didn't know, you know, Nim never met Cullen either.
So there's a few things we didn't get to, and I'll touch on these as like the events unfold and you're able to piece together all the different visions that you got. Maybe some of them I looked over, unfortunately, because there was one with the Cromwell was a Fey Lord that witnessed Lamansa use the crystals in the Fey realm to transport the corpse of Medir to the material plane. We touched on that. Cromwell was the first Fey Lord to construct a way to Medir. He thinned the veil between the two worlds to get to LaMansa, not out of jealousy, but what eventually discovered was love. Now, this might come into somewhat importance for Dorian and Vladros, because that thin veil is right outside of Kraith. And that's kind of what started the other Fey showing up there and tormenting the more jealous Fey Lords, tormenting the people of that region. So Cromwell's responsible for that, even though he did it for good reasons. He's also responsible for the terrorizing of Fey of the people of Kraith.
Yeah, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like he was just a little horny.
Yeah.
There's a difference between love and lust.
I was gonna say just that.
Cromwell befriended a powerful wizard native to this world. Ratatama used to go by the name Jakus.
Which is
Jakus? Way less villainous sounding.
Jakus.
Jakus.
They became very close friends, and Jakus was much to applaud for the peace he brokered between LaMansa and the Dwarven Kings as much as Cromwell was. It was just too bad Jakus wasn't Jakus. The wizard had been killed many years ago by an evil necromancer named Ratatama.
Yeah. He's been playing behind the scenes for a while.
Long time. In his search for immortality, Ratatama had defeated the Taker of Eyes and enslaved him, making the Necropolis Isles his home, which is pretty far south of where... Oh, what's Frank's first character that died like 8 times? What was his name?
Akage.
It's far. It's pretty far south from his home place on that continent. We haven't looked at that map in a while, but anyway.
How long was it from the time Lamansa came here and basically brought Madeira and turned Madeira into a planet?
You're talking about hundreds of thousands of years between the formation of the planet before the first people started to be alive here.
Like the beginning of time on this planet.
Right, okay. So then, and then sometime after that, I mean, I would assume that Krama hasn't been here that
from the beginning, right? Cromwell's been here... No, not since the beginning. Cromwell has been here for a few hundred years, I think. I haven't done the whole timeline out. But he's been the king of Yharnam as different people over the course of 200 years, if I'm not mistaken, from my old notes.
So the actual Cromwell, maybe not a bad guy?
I mean, you know.
I think, I mean,
very good.
He's not the bad guy we think we thought he was.
I mean,
it seems like the lady isn't either.
Yeah, the Fae are always chaotic. Sometimes they got an itch that they just need to scratch, so they rip somebody's head off.
Clearly, he's more trouble than he's worth.
Yeah, well, it's not him.
Him though. That, it ain't him. Tatamon is strong.
Yeah, Ratatat's the worst.
Ratatat's the worst. He's Skeletor evil.
Yeah,
more competent, I hope.
Every instance of Cromwell's villainy is Ratatima.
Yeah, because it hasn't been Cromwell at all.
Yeah,
it hasn't been Cromwell since he got here, basically.
No, I mean, they had adventures together. We talked about to get to Yharnam. There was the, Cromwell and Jacuzze were the ones that showed up when the dwarves were having a war with Lamansa's giants on that island. He was the one that helped broker the peace between us. What blossomed their love was all that stuff.
Right. That's why there was a statue to him, right? The Dwarven Kingdom.
Right.
But he didn't have anything to do with the disappearing and persecution of magical people.
No. Basically, Tatama knew Lamansa was too powerful to fight head on, so he befriended a Fae Lord that pursued her love and helped him to her side. On the night of the two gods' betrothment, Ratatama struck. He poisoned Cromwell and locked his body away in a cold steel tomb beneath the mountains. He took Cromwell's form, and as Lamansa swore herself to him, he used that promise to split her soul, locking her more dangerous half in one of her very own soul crystals and banishing the other to an extra-dimensional plane. That extra-dimensional plane you found, that's the Glade.
Another dimension. The
soul crystal that she was in was burst, and I think Ahmad might still have the box that has the fragments of it in there.
Still got it.
It's on your character sheet?
Yep.
Show me.
How do you share screen? Hold on.
That's fine.
Prove it. Prove it.
Yes, hold on. Let me just...
He said it's fine.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Please don't.
Now that it took him all the momentum to lean forward from his chair,
he's not going to stop.
He's not going to stop.
I didn't lean
to
do this.
Yeah.
Ban him quick.
It's like as soon as Kevin has a thought in his brain, it's going to roll downhill out of his mouth.
Oh, I can't share that screen. Never mind.
It's got all your porn links at the top.
No.
He wouldn't give a shit about sharing that screen.
Just the illegal ones.
I don't do that.
So I hope I didn't look too much like Charlie from Always Sunny in Philadelphia with the crazy links behind me, like, this is why that, and this is that. Are we all on the same page?
Who
are we killing?
Yeah, Pepe Sylvia. That's who we're after, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're after, ultimately now, you're after Ratatama, who is an insanely powerful, nearly immortal, lich-like, almost god being, on who's posing as a ruler, who is posing as a Fey Lord.
Free action to load my 45.
So.
Yeah.
currently he's in Yharnam though, right? Because he's still as Cromwell, right?
Yeah, as far as you guys know. But how long will he stay there? Do you get the feeling that now he knows his mind's been invaded?
And How? When was the last time we saw Cromwell and Yharnam anyway?
Never. Yeah. Well, no, wait.
Yeah.
Y'all met him after the Dwarven Doors.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But we need to wake up Cromwell because we're going to need his power.
And does the Glade actually does she actually know that wasn't Cromwell that betrayed her?
You don't know. She didn't seem to.
Mm-hmm.
You think that might have been something she would have brought up?
I mean, when it happened or whatever, I mean, they were locked away. I mean, she was basically locked away in a different dimension, and she even said that Solomon, Father Solomon, was her only connection to the outside, and that was after a long,
mm-hmm.
a long time of silence or whatever.
I think if we're going to reunite them, we need to give her a little bit of a heads up so that it's not an immediate scrap attack.
Well, I kind of maybe let her tell her other half about it instead of us doing it, because I don't think it's going to go over well. I don't want to be the messenger that gets shot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why we tell the Glade. We give the Glade the heads up.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't want to take Cromwell's resurrected form straight to the Glade, because I'm sure there's still some bitter feelings there. And we don't want to give the Glade more bitter feelings. She's already kind of...
No, she's...
Oh, you're thinking about if we can free Cromwell, take him to the Glade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might give her the impetus to break free from that extra-dimensional plane.
And the two of them...
The power of love or some shit.
Yeah.
It's the power of love!
Can help to subdue the dark half. Maybe reconnect.
Mm-hmm.
I like and this plan.
All of us.
And the brown chicken, brown cow.
I like
it.
I'm sure none of this will go incredibly wrong. All right.
No, all we have to do is set up an ambush, and it's going to work perfectly.
Just a reminder now, Cromwell's body is behind the Dwarven Doors in the center of Yharnam.
Yeah.
So we're probably going to have to murder our way through Yharnam against the rest of the Order that Ratatima has poisoned or corrupted
the Order, and you now realize, you point out, that he controls the fates of anyone not touched by the gods or other special powers in town.
Right, so just
so, we might have to murder everybody.
Well, I've still got people in town with that shouldn't be controlled.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I can teleport us to, because I've been in the Dwarven Keep. We were in there for a long time, and I spent a long time studying and all kinds of stuff in there, and so I could teleport us all
mm-hmm.
straight there.
You could. You would also be reminded of the divination magics that were on the tomb itself. Just if you teleport directly to the tomb, it wouldn't be in secret.
And now we know who was watching.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we have to act fast if we were to tell.
So he's going
to
know, but I still think getting as close to the tomb as possible would be the best approach, because I mean, it's likely if we show up outside the Dwarven Keep or whatever, and then I mean, we've got to go there eventually. He's going to know at whatever time we go there, he's going to know we're there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the faster we get in there and try to release Cromwell, the better. That's what I'm thinking.
How do we release him?
I don't know.
Big hammer.
Like it.
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned that to Ratatabon, and he seemed to indicate that there's something. I mean, it's more than just a steel, coffin or something that's holding him, or a steel tomb. There's more than material that's keeping him locked away in there, and so I mean, there's going to be something we're going to have to figure out when we get there.
Hmm.
Well, we were there before, because we were there before, and so that we picked up divination magic. But was there any other kind of magic that we detected at that time?
None that you picked up on.
How do we know this guy isn't going to be bug shit insane if we pull him out of there?
We don't, but I mean,
he's been sleeping. He's fine.
I don't know.
He's been awake this whole time.
He'll be well rested.
He's
going to wake
rested. He's going to be really rested.
And rare enough.
I hate getting woke up from a long, deep sleep. Hate it.
Well,
I don't like to be awakened, period.
I'm open to any other ideas. I think that should still be.
He was only left
my pitch, so I'm open.
So he was only left with one book to read while he was locked up in there, but it's a coloring book and it's too dark to see, and he had no crayons.
No.
Oh,
rude.
So he might be angry. He might be angry. That's all I'm saying.
Well, if we show up with crayons.
Oh. What ditties did you steal these from?
let's splurge for actual colored pencils.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we'll open it. We'll fight. Get the thing open. Break the spell. Open it up. Toss them in there. Then shut it back and wait a day so he has time to color all the things.
Yeah. And a light source.
And a light source.
And a sharp wand of light. Like crayons. Just to fucking sharpen up.
Toss an X-Acto knife in there. Who we find.
All right.
And maybe this Paladin King will have some answers for you. Maybe there's more to garner from the book here at the Silent Servitude. You are just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Lith, one of the most powerful magical capitals on the planet.
Yes.
So you have a lot to think about, but I think you have a waypoint. Maybe focusing on trying to free the Faelord Cromwell from his imprisonment.
We know he's not an enemy, so that's definitely good.
I think that's a good point. We should take advantage of the library that's here.
I don't necessarily believe we don't know that he's an enemy.
The enemy of our enemy.
We know he's not the enemy Cromwell we've faced so far. He could be a total asshole and stab us for letting him out.
I don't want to paint a wrong picture for y'all. He did come to this world out of love, maybe lust, for Lamansa. He did broker a peace between two foreign factions to prove that love, and he was about to settle down with this person. He wasn't here on a mission of conquest. But then again, he has been locked in a cold, dark cell for several hundred years at this point. So,
and nonetheless, the enemy of our enemy is our ally.
You know who else is the enemy? Tom. Because we've run out of time.
I didn't roll a single die.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I kind of figured that was going to happen.
Oh, it's fine.
Good job, big brain.
It was a good story.
And it's all tied up now. We'll see you again in a year.
I like it. Next year, same time.
Actually, we'll see you. We'll see you for our big episode 100 next week.
Episode 100.
So, our season 2, episode 50. You do the math. That's what we should call it. Anyhow, thanks for watching, everybody.
Okay, bye.
Night.
See you later, losers.
Thank you.